The theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the nation catching up with race clubs, talk about their race days, their racetracks and their location. We're heading to WA, about 1,000 k's from Perth, where you'll find the location of Leinster. Now, Leinster obviously is something we would akin to maybe a place in Ireland or that part of the world. It's certainly not green lush turf at Leinster. It's a mining town. They race a couple of times a year. And Peter Craig takes our call. How are you, Peter?
I'm well, thanks, Andrew. Very well, thank you. And thank you for giving us a call.
No, we can't get over there for obvious reasons. One, it's a long way away. Two, the borders are shut. But it's great chatting to locations and race clubs right across the nation to learn a bit more about the race clubs. And in recent weeks, I've spoken to quite a few race clubs in WA. It's a pretty busy circuit across some of the arid and outback locations. Your race club races twice a year and quite different dates.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, we race in May, and we try and encourage the trainers that are heading to the northwest of WA, like the places of Roebourne, Broome and Port Hedland as well, to call in and partake in our days. And also, we get them on the way back down. So, when that season finishes at the end of sort of September, late August, September. We're in a unique location. As you said, we're 1,000 k's from Perth, we're 350 k's north of Kalgoorlie. And if you want to come from the coast, we're 670 kilometres from Geraldton. So we're basically on the edge of the desert, you could say.
And I'm guessing it's a dirt track.
It is, yeah. Pretty unique track. We've got a 1,000-metre straight, and then the track in circumference is pretty small. It's only 1,300 metres. We're 43 years old now. Originally, it was all amateurs. Then we've progressed into professional jockeys. And, we're excited, and it's a big weekend for Leinster itself, as you say. Leinster town site is a BHP town. It's a BHP-owned town. We've got residents of about 700 people with about the same fly-in, fly-out nickel mine. And BHP support it very well, along with a lot of other contractors within the town and mining companies in the circumference of probably, 100 kilometres of Leinster itself.
Well, I know that cities have sister cities. When I do a lot of these interviews, things correlate. And you mentioned a BHP mining town. Of course, in South Australia, there's the Roxby Down races. You're aware of them, and I guess they'd be a little bit of a comparison to their location with people there solely to mine and so on.
For sure. I've actually been to Roxby a long time ago. I went to the races, but I was there for different reasons. But, it's community racing at the end of the day. I mean, it brings community and brings people together, and that's the main thing. We're expecting about 700 people on course. I've got two planes flying out of Perth. They're F-100 planes with 100 people on board overnighting. They're expats of Leinster wishing to come back and enjoy the festive and, the racing and catch up with people. And so it's a real, rejoice time, I suppose, at this time of the year. It's beautiful weather out here. It's about community and bringing people together, because, as we know, all mining towns, everyone's working 12-hour shifts, and that leads into 14, 15-hour days and tend not to catch up with too many people. And bringing community together and building atmosphere is what it's all about. And it's the community racing, it's a great fun day.
We're chatting to Peter Craig, Leinster Race Club. Leinster's a small location, northern goldfields, 1,000 k's from Perth and well inland from the coastal regions, a true outback location. They race twice a year. So you mentioned that a lot of people are there to work. So there's not a lot to do, I guess, in town. So when you race twice a year, is there some agreement that the miners that were on shifts for the first meeting can't work the next one? Because I guess everyone wants to have a day at the races when there's not much else to do.
They certainly do. They do to some aspect. I mean, at the end of the day, the the mine needs to keep ticking over, and they tend to have a skeleton crew that will continue that and give you know, the guys and girls you know, a day or a day and a half off so they can partake in enjoying the festivities. So, you know, it's a great day out, and it brings the town together, as I said. And when you talk about, you know, a race day, it's you're getting the community, i.e. the school, you're getting the daycare centres, you're getting the aftercare centres. They come together, they're providing the meals out there, and everyone's playing their part. So, you know, it's a real just community atmosphere, and everyone enjoys it. So, you know, it takes, you know, we've got a small committee, and they're all volunteers, apart from the guys that come up from Kalgoorlie in regards to the starter and the barrier staff, along with the commentators and things like that. You know, and we banded together and make things happen, and it's just a great day out.
What about the horses? Are they pretty constant, the numbers that you get each year for your meetings, or do they vary? Or
No, we do pretty well. We've got trainers as far as Esperance and Kalgoorlie, and to the south of Perth, from Mundijong and across to Jordan. They travel hundreds of kilometres, nearly 1,000 kilometres. And we look after them pretty well, and the mining companies look after them pretty well. We house them and try and make them feel as welcome as anybody else, and they do. And we partake in trying to, you know, lower their costs so their overheads aren't as much. But at the same time, in the Northern Goldfields, you know, the Leonora races were last weekend. We got the Leinster races this weekend. Next weekend is the Laverton races. So you put those three meetings together over the 14 days. At the end of the day, there's about $180,000 in prize money up for grabs. So, you know, it's pretty good money.
Peter, we love in this segment not only to talk about racetracks and race clubs, but talk about locations and towns. It's a way of educating people about places that they might not ever get to, and I'm sure Leinster might be one of those. And I'm not sure if this has changed over 3 years, but when I was Googling information, knowing I was going to have a chat to you about your township, I read a very intriguing article. It said, "Welcome to Leinster." It was an ABC article from 3 years ago. WA's unique mining town with no mortgages and almost no crime. And it basically said that around 1,000 km northeast of Perth is Leinster, where everyone has a job, a free house, and free access to the gym and the pool. Next to no crime. So basically, the only people that live in this town are those that work for BHP. It's a closed town, essentially. And it's very unique in that way. Is that still the case?
It is. You're pretty much right. It is. I mean, we, you know, everyone lives in town. I can tell you now that you can get around town in your house and everything else, and not too many people take the keys out of their motor cars or, you know, lock their houses. Everybody knows everybody. Yeah, these people that come and go, and they become a part of the town, and it's an opportunity for those who work for BHP or their contractors, where that they can be a young family. They can come to here. They enjoy those things which you've spoken about, but at the same time, they can put money away and, you know, rent their house out in Perth or wherever they may come from, and getting fun in life at the end of the day, I suppose. It's a real opportunity. I've been here for 25 years, so, have a small business and also operate manage another business, and it's a great location. And to be honest, to get on the plane, we're only 50 minutes out of Perth by plane, so it's not that far to go if one needs to return to Perth in a urgent fashion. We have between 2 and 3 planes 5 days a week, travelling backwards and forwards with the miners. So, you know, it's a unique place. There was other places like it, but this is the last one, I believe, in WA where it still is a closed mining town. And it's great to bring up a young family.
And the other interesting thing about this place, it's almost like some sort of movie set. The people that have arrived there for the first time that they interviewed say the amazement of the lush greenery. And I'm looking at some photos here, leafy streets, trees, a lot of well-designed gardens. So not only you're an outback town in the middle of nowhere of WA, but the effort to make it idyllic with bushland and trees, totally opposite to what we might think of in mining, is very impressive.
It certainly is. The works crew here, the BHP works crew that are in town, which is virtually the town maintenance. And if you want to, you know, you probably say they're a shire in itself. So they look after all the maintenance and look at from Bowser through to Ovals through to everything's in town. It doesn't, if it's a power line to anything, they manage it all. And their ethics and their work and retaining what is something that's unique, along with the trees. I mean, the gum trees now are 40 foot high, you know, and you know, the housing housing is very good. They maintain it very good, and you know, they support the town, and the town itself is up to the people how they want to portray it and work hard to make it a community that is you know, wanting to be something that's unique. And you know, it's a great little place. It's a great little place to bring up a young family to. Jimmy, both my girls grew up here until they were about 9 or 10, and then needed a little bit more in schooling, and you know, and more interaction with other kids. But it's a great place. Yeah.
And I said it tongue in cheek. It said that 3 years ago there was only 3 reported crimes. They were all stealing. So I hope I haven't jinxed and there's something major that's happened. But it talked about the local policeman often goes long distances to help other towns, given there's not much that happens in your town. Is that still the case?
That's it. You've got it. Yeah, you know, you've got it. I mean, we have two local policemen here. They do travel to other towns to help out. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, we have very low crime. Yeah, we have a few little bits and pieces, but, you know, kids are kids and those things happen. But generally, at the end of the day, if someone sees someone else doing something wrong, and so they're on the phone and, you know, and it's all sorted with them, it's sort of heartbeat. So it's a new unique area. It really is. You know, I don't see that changing in the future. I think, you know, nickel itself is moving forward now with the mining side of it. It was very dormant there for a few years, but it's certainly growing legs at the moment with the you know, combined lithium works they're doing to make these you know, batteries and supplying batteries or supplying the materials to make these batteries for all the electric cars that are going through Europe and where have you. So, you know, nickel's back in the market again.
I wonder if people jumped on the bandwagon. Often we watch those business reports, they talk about people buying and selling and nickel has shot up, so I'm wondering whether your friends and families and friends back in WA have been buying it, but we'll leave that. And just finally,
yep.
It's almost sounding a bit like the Truman Show. It's almost idyllic that everyone there has a job, everyone has a house, there's no crime. You can only live there if you are employed by BHP. It's a closed town, that's the reference. Next, you'll be telling me, Peter, if someone tries to leave, they're rounded up and brought back in. Is that?
Oh, look, to tell you the truth, the amount of years I've been in, you do see them come back again. There's no doubting in that. I mean, but, it, you know, the thing of a closed town, I mean, we still have a motel here and people in a caravan park. People can come to Leinster without problem. I mean, they can come and stay here. The maximum amount of time they can stay in Leinster is 2 weeks, but it's open arms. You know, people pass through. There's a lot of people pass through and head north. You know, it's been a little bit quiet this year because of the obvious reasons of the East Coast, and I feel sorry for everybody over there. But it certainly is closed in a sense, but at the same time, it's still open for people to come and enjoy Leinster and you know, and on their movements, you know, going north or wherever it could be. So it's not like you've got to come through a boom gate to try and get here. That's not the case at all. You could certainly, you know, come, as I said, there's a motel and there's the caravan park as such. So people are more than welcome to come and have a look and pass through and enjoy the area of the northeastern Goldfields.
Amazing place. I've learned a lot in 15 minutes chatting to you that I didn't know about your location. As I said, we chat to many of these outback race clubs, but to learn about your closed town with everyone living there working pretty much for BHP, everyone having their own place, and a beautiful lush oasis in the middle of nowhere, and you've got a race meeting as well. Great to chat to you, Peter. All the best, and we'll speak again down the track. Thanks for taking the call.
Good on you, Andrew. Appreciate it. Enjoy the night. Cheers.
Peter Craig, what an interesting location. Leinster, 1,000 k's from Perth, middle of nowhere, and everyone there lives there because they work for BHP. They have their own place, no mortgage, and sounds a very idyllic location in the middle of nowhere. Good luck to them.